This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL Hall of Famer John McClain here to do what he does every Tuesday at this time, 11:20. Hike his leg on In the Loop's takes. We're going to ask him questions about the Houston Texans. We're also going to ask him questions about life and the general. The guy who's been shouted out in between 7 to 10 NFL Hall of Fame speeches is going to hike his leg, or he's going to agree with our takes. Usually, John Lopez ends up, you've been losing a little bit later. You've been a little
Well, because I live on the
John
edge,
ends
man.
Up wetter.
I live on the edge. I like to challenge my guy, John McClain, with some thoughts.
All right, I'm going to start it off with a non-football question.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay, because you're a movie buff, John. That is correct. You love movies, right?
I sure do.
How do you feel about this Kevin Peele movie coming out, this scary one?
Jordan Peele. Yeah, it looks very scary. It looks very. What I look for is movies that I haven't seen a thousand times, because I've seen some lately. I've seen the previews, and I cannot say I've seen anything else like it. And if he hits another home run like he did with Get Out, he's going to catapult into the upper echelon of highly paid filmmakers.
All right, along those lines, I know you got a little higher bankroll than most of us. Is it okay? It's okay to sneak candy into the movie theater.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just one thing I don't like is when you, and my wife will not, she takes candy and she'll give me some, but she won't let me unwrap it because I make too much noise. We were at River Oaks Theater Sunday watching The Wedding Guest, and there were some people close to her eating popcorn and unwrapping packages, and she's over.
It's like trying to let dropping a hint.
Yeah, she's going to say something to him. But, so, yeah, bring in your candy, but be courteous when you're unwrapping it.
Donald Penn will be a Houston Texan by the end of the day.
Oh, I don't know. Not by the end of the day. I kid.
Jordan Mills will be a Houston Texan by the end of the day.
I don't know that either, so I can.
Johnny Manziel will be a bust in Memphis.
I agree with you 100%.
Here's my take on
it. I think Johnny's destined to be a coach, a high school coach somewhere.
I mentioned this to the guys yesterday.
Oh, I really want him around my high school kids.
No kidding. when San Antonio said no because they owned his rights, that tells people in San Antonio. I mean, he played at Kerrville, which is right outside. They know Johnny Manziel. They know where he is in his life.
A lot of Aggies over there.
A lot of Aggies. For them to say no, they know something.
Went some McClain leg hiking.
Who is their quarterback?
Well, they're also the best team in the AAF.
Yeah, they're good.
No, they didn't want to mess with the chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moose Johnston's running the show there. He doesn't want that. Mm-hmm. Leg hiking with John McClain right here on Sports Radio 610 with Landry Locker and John Lopez. Texans signed Darren Fells. He's a good blocking tight end. That means the Ryan Griffin era is over here in Houston.
I agree with you. Don't know if it'll be soon or camp, but I know how they like the other two guys and the fact they're bringing in Fells. You don't keep four.
Syracuse will beat Baylor by at least 10 points.
I agree 100%.
Whoa!
Baylor played its worst basketball early when he lost to Texas Southern and Stephen F. Austin, and played its basketball late.
A.J. McCarron will be Deshaun Watson's backup next season.
Well, I don't have any idea about that, but so I'll say yes.
Oh, see, how come you hike on me but not him?
He loves me.
All right, the Texans will draft at least two offensive linemen in the first three rounds.
No. I think they'll draft. Well, wait a minute.
First three rounds.
That's
four picks.
Two linemen. There should be two linemen and two corners, so I'll say yes.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Ryan Tannehill will start at least four games next year for the Tennessee Titans.
I agree. I think whether it's injury or poor play, we have not seen consistency out of Marcus Mariota. Tannehill has played, if you go back and look at his career, he's played some really good games. Now, he hasn't any consistency either, but I'll say yes, four games.
The surprise pick in the first three rounds by the Houston Texan will be a defensive tackle.
I don't think that would be a surprise pick. I think that there's a good chance of that if they get a tackle and a corner with the first two picks, and then they take – wouldn't surprise me if they don't take a defensive tackle in the second or third round. So I agree with you.
So don't hike it.
Right.
James Harden will finish second in MVP voting in the NBA, and the award will go to the Greek Freak in Milwaukee.
They've got the best record. As much as I'd like to see Harden do it, it's based on – regular season. They don't include playoffs, right?
Right.
And the Greek Freak has been a freak. I think he's going to win it.
Eric Berry will be a Dallas Cowboy.
He's going to have to sign a one-year deal with somebody, and it's going to have to be for a lot of money based on bonuses for performance and play time. So, sure, why not? Cowboys. Get Eric Berry, who's played four games the last 2 years because of injury.
McLean leg hiking right here on Sports Radio 610. The NCAA men's tournament is one of the three best sporting events in America annually.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, that was easy. Vontaze Burfict will not play in the NFL next year.
Hi, kid. He'll play with somebody. He's visiting the Raiders already. Mm-hmm. And he is a pain in the butt, the dirtiest player in the league. But if people think he can help them at all, they'll sign him.
The current NFL draft format is better than the old one. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday is better than Saturday and Sunday, the old format.
No, I kind of like doing it, getting it out of the way for two instead of dragging it out. But that's just me being selfish because it's easier for 2 days.
All right. That was my list. What do you got?
They are lying to us here in Houston, John McClain. The air is not fresh.
I agree 100%. There's no way you can see that black smoke and the haze we have over our city and say it's not affecting the air. If I lived on the east side of town,
going northeast now.
I'd be moving. I'd take the kids out of school. I just think it's unbelievable. See all that black smoke and say there's nothing wrong with it.
I know you and Kara like to go to the movies. The general, the NFL Hall of Famer, John McClain, cried in a movie theater in the year 2018.
No, I have not. I haven't cried in a movie since Old Yeller got shot in about 1960. And then when Bonnie and Clyde got shot in 67. By the way, Bonnie and Clyde, John Lee Hancock from Texas City and Baylor, his new movie, The Highwayman, with Kevin Costner's Texas Ranger, Frank Hamer, and Woody Harrelson as his sidekick as a Texas Ranger. It's the movie all about them and their hunt for Bonnie and Clyde. And unlike the movie with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, which I thought was great in 67, this one is supposed to be historically accurate down to the spot where the Texas Rangers riddle them with bullets in Louisiana. The road has been paved, but they put dirt on it to make it look like it did when they got him. So John Lee Hancock's going to hit a home run, another one.
I asked you last week on the leg hiking. I said that the Texans will trade back out of the first round, and you, I believe,
I said no.
Yeah, I believe you hiked on that. So I'm gonna work under the assumption that they keep their pick at 23, and they will draft Andre Dillard, who, by the way, 80% of the mock drafts the Texans drafting Andre Dillard, the tackle out of
Washington. If Andre Dillard, the best left tackle in the draft and the best pass protector, is there, then they're going to take it. But I don't think there's any way the best left tackle and the best pass protector is going to be there, and people are going to take Jonah Williams from Alabama, who people think will play right tackle or guard, or Juwan Taylor from Florida, who's played nothing but right tackle, ahead of Andre Dillard, a pure left tackle.
Alfred Blue, there is zero chance that Alfred Blue will be a Houston Texan next year. Zero chance.
I agree. I think Alfred will not be here. I think he'll catch on with somebody else, but he will not be back here. Isn't it amazing? 40 minutes easy. Alfred played 5 years there.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Field of Dreams is an overrated baseball movie.
No way.
I'm going to hike on that, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's not even a top 20 baseball movie, John. It's not even a top 20 baseball movie. It's awful.
Field of Dreams. Awful?
Terrible.
Hike it twice.
Hike it again.
I might literally hike on him.
What's good about Field of Dreams?
Let's go over there and literally hike on him.
R. Kelly? What's so good about Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams is a it's a romanticized version of why we love baseball.
About a man and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. Just like The Rookie was about a man and his dad. And
have a catch.
In Field of Dreams, when Kevin Costner gets to meet his dad when he comes out of the corn stalks. That boy, if you got a heart, you got to be emotional about that.
Right, I will say this to Landry's point.
Thank you.
No, it's one of the top three, if not top, you know, two baseball movies of all time. But I will say this: the only time, since before that movie was made, and in the days after it's made, I've ever heard the term "have a catch" was in that movie. Nobody ever says, who says have a catch?
It's one of the worst things I've heard.
Maybe they said that back in the old days.
We used to say, you're going to play catch.
What's your favorite? I like Bull Durham.
I like Bull Durham.
League of Their Own.
The Natural.
Yep.
League of Their Own.
League of Their Own, yeah, as a comedy. Baseball, to me, has got to be
I like serious. The League of Their Own. And that. I think those are the four.
The worst baseball movie I've ever saw was Pride of the Yankees, in which Gary Cooper, no offense, threw like a girl, mm-hmm. and he played Lou Gehrig. And then the one where William Bendix played Babe Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was
William
good.
William Bendix from The Life of Riley.
The Babe?
No, that was this.
That was Goodman,
way
right?
Long time ago. The Babe was with John Goodman.
And that might have been worse.
And
that was awful.
That was way better than Field of Dreams.
And I tell you another one I thought was
way better than Field of Dreams.
What about 61?
Let's go to IMDb.
61 was terrific.
61's better than Field of Dreams.
61 was really, that was an HBO movie.
Yeah.
If you think The Babe was a good movie,
it's better than Field of Dreams.
You need
John Goodman as Babe Ruth.
Hell yeah.
You need to reevaluate your entire life.
All he needed was Roseanne, and we would have been set.
He
we
was
would have
fat.
Been fine.
She
oh, so was Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth was not that fat.
He was fat.
Not as fat as John Goodman.
No, he was not.
All right, we'll get out of here on this movie hot take. Rudy's punk ass should have focused on his grades. Hike the leg or not, John?
Yeah, let me tell you quick. After Rudy came out as a really famous story and everybody saw it, was talking about it. One time over at an Oilers practice, there was a short guy standing on the sideline from us.
I've heard so many of these.
With some VIPs and David Dilotti, a buddy of mine who owns Super Clips.
Mm-hmm.
And David walks up, he's doing radio, and he says to Mark Berman, "Who's that guy over there?" And Berman goes, "That's Rudy. That's the guy." He said, "The actor? No, that's Rudy. He's here visiting. He's traveling around NFL teams for publicity."
Oh, my God.
For the movie, and David goes, "Huh." So we see David walk over there, and David thinks he's going to get an interview. The guy turns, and Dilotti, the guy says something to him. Dilotti turns and looks back at Berman, and we knew the guy goes, "Huh? What? Not Rudy."
That's Rudy.
Did Mark Berman go try to ask him about what he thought about the latest U of H volleyball coach or something like that uploaded on Twitter?
I think Berman was laughing so hard at David falling for that.
Rotten Tomatoes, The Babe, 37%.
Really, I'm stunned that it was got 37%.
There's something wrong with that system. You know the moral of that story I just got from the OG John McClane? Usually when you tell a story about your buddy, you'll be like, "Yeah, my buddy, you know, he manages a whatever." He says, "Oh, yeah, my buddy," and casually just says, "He owns Sports Clips," or "He owns Super Clips."
The
so,
best baseball movie of all time, of course, is The Rookie.
Oh, okay. Well, my hot take's going crazy. Speaking of baseball, a lot of money going around the sport. It could impact your Houston Astros. We'll talk about that with the general, John McClane, next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.